Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. As always, Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and greetings to you and welcome to the program again.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, we are still in the month of Ramadan. Of course, we are near the end, and we found it as a very good opportunity, in fact, to talk about Fitr and Zakat of Fitr, you know. And Sheikh Javid, in submitting it, in handing it in, actually, to those people who are involved in the collection of the Zakat of Fitr, you know, are we allowed to pay this money or this kind of ritual tax at the end of the month of Ramadan, in fact, in such a form or in such a staple as wheat, barley, rice, and so on and so forth?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, it is permissible to pay money instead of the staple food that we normally eat. For example, we consume bread, we consume wheat, rice, flour, and all these things. And so we have the liberty to either give the Zakat al-Fitr in the form of money or in the form of these food stuff like barley and wheat. And it depends on the individual as to what his staple food is. For example, in the Indian subcontinent, people use pulse. But in Iran, a lot of people use bread and rice, and maybe in some other countries, people use noodles. Mm. So they have to consider 3 kgs or 3 kilograms of these food stuff, these items into consideration, and then give the money worth 3 kilos of these foods to the poor people in his own city or town.
I see. Well, you said that we are able actually to, or we are allowed to, and it is permissible for the Muslims actually to pay something like as their staple food or food stuff instead of the money, right?
Right.
And so the next question would be something related to actually the people who we are going to pay this money to, or even if you're going to pay in the format of a staple, then are we allowed to pay this Zakat al-Fitr to the poor people living inside the city, inside the town, or outside of the town? Is it allowed actually for us to pay those people who are outside, who live outside, like in the suburb, for example?
Right. Well, generally speaking, according to His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, may Allah grant him long life, it is permissible for you to give your Zakat al-Fitr to any poor Shia Muslims, whether they are living in your town or outside this town where you live. But he also points out that, of course, if you have set aside the Zakat al-Fitr, for example, to pay to the poor people, assuming that there are poor individuals in your town to which one could give them the Zakat al-Fitr, then it is, as a measure of mandatory precaution, ihtiyati wajib, and not permissible to transfer Zakat al-Fitr to the poor people in a different town or city. So when you have set aside the Zakat al-Fitr, and of course you have taken out the Zakat al-Fitr and put it aside, while there are poor people in your neighborhood, you cannot, as an obligatory precaution, give it to poor people or transfer it to poor people outside the city where you live.
Thank you very much, Javid. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
Ya Allah, thank you for another chance standing at my door. Ya Allah, you've given me hope, delivered this gift right to my home. مرحب مرحب يا رمضان أحيي قلوبنا بالقرآن حل ليالينا بالقيام أهلا أهلا بالصيام.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about Zakat al-Fitr. We are near the end of the month of Ramadan, this blessed month, this divine blessing and feast of God on the earth, or bestowed on mankind. And we are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Zakat al-Fitr based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Well, Sheikh Javid, are we allowed to pay this Zakat, I mean Zakat al-Fitr, to the poor people who are not Shias?
That's also an interesting question, because I mean, there are Shia Muslims living in, for example, in Europe, and they cannot find poor people in their neighborhood, poor Shia Muslims in their neighborhood. But there are poor Muslims actually around them in the city in the where they live. So, of course, the religious authorities are agreed on this issue that they cannot pay the Zakat al-Fitr to non-Shia Muslims as long as there are Shia Muslims either in their city or somewhere else. Of course, there are millions of poor Shia Muslims in the region, and if there's no Shia, poor Shia Muslim in your town, you can transfer the amount to another town where there are poor Shia Muslims. So as long, according to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khomeini, as long as there are poor Shia Muslims, you can access, can have access to, then it's not permissible to give the Zakat al-Fitr to people who are not Shia.
I see. But what about those people who are living in your country? Like, for example, you still have the Shias around in your country.
Yeah.
Can you, or is it permissible for us actually to pay this money, for example, to the Shias outside of your country?
Well, you know that if, for example, you have a brother, or your father is living in another country. For example, you live in Dubai or in Qatar, for example, or in Europe. But your father lives in India or maybe in another country. You can ask your father to give Zakat al-Fitr on your behalf in that very poor maybe country.
Right.
And of course, if you have money there, they can give it on your behalf. They can take out Zakat al-Fitr from your money and give it to the poor people there. And this is a good mechanism, you know, because some people, they have the, for example, money, they can set aside the Zakat al-Fitr, but they wonder a way to find the poor people. Everyone they see around them are looked to be rich enough. They are well off, or maybe they are not considered in common standards in this. According to religious standards, they are not considered to be poor because they have their regular source of income. Mm-hmm. And when someone has a stable and constant source of
or
income,
live hand to mouth.
Yes, then he is not considered to be a poor person. Mm-hmm. So the Zakat al-Fitr cannot be given to him. So why not give it to someone else in your own country or region?
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take another break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We're still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Zakat al-Fitr in the month of Ramadan, in fact, based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, I asked you a question, Sheikh Javid, before the break, and I still have another question which is related to the previous one, and that is, are we Shias allowed to pay our Zakat al-Fitr to non-Shias? Or, I'm not talking about Muslims, sometimes Christians or Jews or whatever.
I think the answer is very much the same as the one I gave a while ago. We cannot give our Zakat al-Fitr, which is an obligatory sadaqah or charity, to non-Muslims, to non-Shias, let alone non-Muslims who are Christians or Buddhists or atheists or maybe pagans. So we have to make sure that our Zakat al-Fitr, which is an obligatory sadaqah, is given to the poor Shia Muslims.
Reaches the poor Shias.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
Thank you very much. Well, what is our duty, I mean religious duty, vis-a-vis guests that spend the night preceding Eid al-Fitr at our house? Well, does the host have to actually pay this zakat? I mean, zakat al-fitr, not only including himself or that of himself, but also that of the guests. On behalf of these guests, I've heard time and time again, you know, like in some of the Muslim families, usually they are very cautious not to be a guest on such nights.
Yes, like, you're right.
Even if it's dubious, for example, whether the next day is Eid of Fitr or not, but well, they tend to be like very cautious in this regard.
Yes.
So is that so really?
Well, the host in the example, according to the explanation you provided, is not responsible for the Zakat al-Fitr of his guests who spend the night preceding Eid al-Fitr day at his home. And of course, because someone who comes to your house and he lives in the same city where you are, he is not dependent on you. And he comes to you, he happens to come and knock on your door, and he comes in and stays there. He has a meal with you and then he goes out. He is not dependent on you, and of course, therefore, you are not responsible for the Zakat al-Fitr that has to be paid on by him, of course, not by the host himself. So, of course, if a guest comes from somewhere else, he is going to stay in your house for maybe for a few days,
yes,
and he has nowhere to go. Like, for example, he's your younger brother. He comes from another country. He is going to stay there in your house. You have to pay his Zakat al-Fitr because he relies on you. You actually do, you wash his clothes. You're at his service, and he has no place to go.
Yes.
So that's why, in that case, of course, you will have to give his Zakat al-Fitr.
Thank you very much. Of course, some of my questions have remained, and we have to postpone them to the upcoming session for Zakat al-Fitr. And thank you for listening to us, to your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Unite us and guide us to paradise.